Morning, Glenridge. It's Jason. Yeah, I hope you're well. For this morning's devotion, I thought I would share a little bit of a journey that I've been on, especially because we've just come out of Easter weekend. And this journey for me has been trying to answer the question based on the last little phrase that Jesus says in John 19, verse 30, and it's right before he passes on the cross, and he says, "It is finished." And I've always wondered to myself, like, what does that actually mean? What does it mean when he says it? I mean, does it mean that his life is over, like my life is finished, or is there something more going on there? And so I started doing a little bit more exploration and just reading and studying, and I came across John 19 verse 41, and it says this. It says, "At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid." And then a little bit later in John 20, Mary has her interaction with Jesus, and there's quite a big clue there as well. It says, he asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for?" And then here's the clue. Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Now, there's two clues from John there. Jesus ended everything in a garden. Now, one of the best ways to read scripture, if you really want to begin to start understanding what various things mean, is to stop and think to yourself, okay, based on what I'm reading, has this item or story or person or, have they appeared in scripture before? And if so, like where? What was the story? What was going on there? So I asked myself, okay, well, has a garden appeared before? And yes, a garden has appeared. In fact, it appeared right at the beginning of the Bible, in Genesis with Adam and Eve. That's where everything fell apart. And so it's incredible that Jesus brings everything together in a garden. He fixes it, puts it all back together for us. Restores our relationship with the Father in the garden. And it's even more beautiful that he's referred to as a gardener, because a gardener is somebody who's prepared to get his hands dirty. He's prepared to dig through the dirt, get the soil and the mud under his nails. So Jesus has effectively dealt with all our anger, our frustration, our addictions, our lust, our struggles financially, the relational issues, whatever it is that you're struggling with, he's dealt with every single one of those issues. And the best part is that he can now say that it is finished. It actually is finished. And here, Jesus is in the garden, telling us your relationship with the Father has been restored. This time we can start again. This time I'm going to do it with you. This time your grace, or sorry, my grace will cover you. My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. Together we get to do life. Together we get to go through everything. No longer do you have to struggle alone, but rather I get to do life with you, my son, my daughter. I'm prepared to dig deep into your life, get my hands dirty in order to bring out the true person that you really are. It's only when the seed dies. It's only then that the seed begins to grow and push through the dirt and the soil that we begin to experience that beautifulness of the flower. When the flower begins to become radiant of the sun, because the sunlight, we get to experience the flower for all that it actually is. It's only then that we truly get to experience the beauty that it was created for. So, friends, I really pray that you will take some time today just to actually sit and really ponder over the phrase, "It is finished," and think to yourself, well, what does that actually mean to me? How does that affect my life? Because I guarantee you, you do not need to carry around any of the pain, suffering, frustrations, addictions, whatever it is that you're carrying around. No longer do you need to carry that because it is finished. Put it all down, give it to Jesus, and let's move forward today. Let's do it together, like the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. His grace is sufficient for each and every one of us. Just like the Father gave Jonah a second time, He's given us the opportunity a second time to do life with Him. Let's let go of all the old nonsense, all the stuff that we don't have to carry. Give it to Him and experience His grace the way that He really wants us to experience it. Free of all the unnecessary weight. It is finished.